I said to Fred this morning, I feel more bullish about Tonopah than I have in, you know, it's easy to get discouraged here. And, you know, with this big project, we're looking at each other going, are we insane? And, you know, we have such a strong belief system in this town, in the people, in the history. And last night we met so many new people. The ladies running the flower shop, you can now get fresh roses in Tonopah. I mean, when we came here, you could get green beans in a can. I am not kidding. So I just look at a flower shop as a sign that life is
getting civilized.
Yes. Yes. I when I got my first fresh arrangement yesterday, I go, oh my God, my friend probably had to send it up from Vegas. And she's right here in town now. This flower shop, I mean, it's a small thing, but it means a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Well, in fact, my first question was going to be, are you insane?
I know. I get that pretty much all the time. And, you know, you would think we were, but we're, I try to tell people without sounding like a lunatic, we're driven here and compelled to do these things, not by this, but by this. And it's always worked out. It's pretty interesting sort of life's lesson. You do something for financial gain, it just has, it's like cardboard. It has no texture or color. You do something with passion, it is such an incredible experience. The texture, the people, the everything matters in a really good way. I don't know, it's just like this lesson, how do you want to live your life? Doing something that is so full and incredibly exciting versus getting some money and putting in a bank and wait, you know, slogging for something you don't love. This has been an absolute lesson. And you know, I met so many people here last night that face to face for the first time, I met, I think that was him, I couldn't tell with his mask on, a man that wrote a nice, you know, we get Google alerts when someone writes about Tonopah, and Keith wrote some nice thing about Tonopah. I emailed him, I go, would you like to come to the opening? And he goes, I stay at the Belvada at least once a month, but I'd love to come to the opening. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there. He comes to Tonopah once a month from Orange County, California. Yeah. He loves it here. He says this is where he relaxes. It takes him back to the way life was. Yeah. And that's what I think we feel. We come here, it's simple. I can walk my dog at 2 a.m., not worry about it.
Isn't that about as far as you can get from Frank Scott's dream
of the big wild nights?
Well, and the jewel box getaway for the rich and gambling games and...
You know, it's a funny thing. I think people are changing, and what is a jewel for people is authenticity. And what a jewel for people is serenity. And looking at the stars at night without glaring city lights. I mean, it's certainly been, we've met the most incredible people, interesting people. The vice president of Morgan Stanley was here 4 or 5 years ago with her boyfriend or her husband. And she said, I go, what are you guys doing here? It's, you know, from New York City. And she goes, This is our bliss. This is where we need to come. So, as you can see, I mean, things are really exciting for the people who know that Tonopah, it's sort of in the air.
Well, the word is getting around.
Yeah, I guess. We've never been busier. Yesterday, I had to get up and help with the breakfast because, you know, our staffing, it's very difficult staffing issues here. And, you know, we have more people than we can take care of. So we're having to bring people from Sonoma. And we had one of the housekeepers here is here for a month from Sonoma because Sonoma's not open yet for business. You know, our governor doesn't want people to go back to business to making a living too soon. So, anyway.
One of the things I didn't want to forget to ask you to do was to send me that quote that you read yesterday from 1908.
Oh, I have.
About looking into the future.
Yep, I can do that. Let me remind myself because I don't know what happened to my speech. It must be around here somewhere. But I have the quote upstairs. I loved coming across that.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cool that these people were actually considering what this place would look like in 100 years and these very super civilized people, which I was very impressed that they thought there'd be any progress in the human race. But I'm not sure there has been. So,
yeah, well,
yeah.
That's asking a lot.
I know. But it's pretty interesting. So I am going to send myself a message. And David, I'll get that to you.
Add this to the message. I'm looking for the ad that the original owners of the Mizpah used to run in the newspapers. Find a stone hotel in the desert.
Okay.
You must have seen that.
Yes, I have.
I'm just hoping you run across it.
All right, let me take... Oh, I have a lady up here that can help me research it.
Super.
And you don't remember, was it Tonopah Daily Bonanza? Do you remember which? You've just seen it. Yeah,
yes,
I've seen it too, but I...
It would surely have been in the local papers.
Yeah, I've got a ton of them. So let me, and I've seen it. I may have it printed in my stuff.
Not a race against time or anything. That's for a slightly different project.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I will look, I will be on the lookout for it.
Okay, cool.
Good.
Cool. And what else can I ask you now? Aren't you afraid of competition?
You mean the Mizpah? You know, I looked at our numbers today and we had sold 45 rooms over there and 38 rooms here, which is a net positive for us, meaning we're not really competing with each other. It's very interesting. I thought it would be, we would compete. But the people who are staying here are different, and I thought they would be, but like the judge, the Mizpah is too, there's too much action over there. At night, the bars open, there's lots of people, you have people that are gaming, they get in late, they've had a few to drink. Doors slam, people meet in the hallways and think it's a party. You know, I mean, it's true. It's just that way. And so the people who are staying here it's a different vibe, you know. You didn't stay in any, you didn't go to the rooms, but, you know, it's there's desks in many of the rooms. Like the judge said, she can actually, have a quiet space to work. Mm-hmm. And then you come down, you're sort of soothed in this quiet lobby that is not full of people drinking, you know.
Yeah.
It's a different vibe. And what I said to Fred is that this really was the business center. This was where all the deals were made. This is where the bankers, the surveyors, the assayers, the shysters. Everyone did what they were gonna do here, and they would go across the street to celebrate. So it's, you know, I thought it was really important to try to differentiate the two, because this is, that's a much more Victorian sort of decadent feeling place, you know, and this, I really wanted sort of a, my template was like a Chicago urban hotel.
Clueless to even what that is.
No, but in my head it meant, and it's not, the word sophisticated is the wrong word. It's just a little more pensive and a little more thoughtful. And so I thought it was important to differentiate it, and it really has been. Judge Wonker used to stay there 100% of the time. Now she won't stay anywhere else. She'll just stay here. It's perfect. Keith Bishop used to stay at the Mizpah, the guy who comes every month.
Yeah.
He now stays here. It's just different. That place is crazy sometimes. I mean, you know, it's like last night, Squeak was playing the piano, and you know, there's 60 people in the lobby just having fun, love it. But a lot of people, you know, that's not what they're looking for. So we've been able to differentiate the two, at least in our own mind, and it seems like it's really, other people appreciate it. A couple days ago when we arrived, there was a couple, every morning I got up, they were sitting at those two tables over there working on something. And they were there for 2 days in a row. They were guests here, and they're just working in this, you know, fantastic window quietly. So it really sort of epitomizes the difference.
Yeah. You know? Oh, that is interesting.
And I really take my cue from the fact that this business, this was the actual heart of this town. Even, you know, before the Mizpah was built, this is where all the doers, the innovators, the thinkers, the planners, the dreamers, the speculators, all started here. This embodies that. And then you move out into the brothels or the bars or the this or the that, but you had to have this heart to start this community. So that's how I'm feeling about it. And it does differentiate the two. As much as I've gotten about 6 emails from guests saying, thanks a lot, you've created the biggest problem in our lives is, are we gonna stay at the Belvada now, or are we gonna stay at the Mizpah? Those kinds of problems those kinds of problems we can all use.
I was just going through, you know, in the Nevadagram, I go, 5, 10, 15 years ago in the Nevadagram.
I love to go back. I love it.
Yeah. Well, 10 years ago, we went back to when the Mizpah was coming online.
Yeah, I know. I look back, I go, oh my God. First of all, a lot of people that were here haven't been back since the Mizpah opened, and nobody can believe that was 10 years ago. I mean, that passed quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's shocking. If you put me up against the wall and told me I was gonna lose my life if I didn't tell you how long ago it was, I would say maybe 6 years, maybe, because it's just wild.
Yeah.
But it's another incentive to continue to do things, because time passes so fast. You do them and get them done, or they don't get done.
Isn't that true?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, how lovely. Thank you for taking
you guys,
the time.
Thank you. And we'll look forward to staying in touch.